I love walking through the forest, but this is so different from America. It's so warm and muggy here.
For some reason, I smell buttered popcorn. Why would it smell like that?
Yeah, I smell it too. It really smells like popcorn.
Look! Something moved up there in the tree. Let's get closer.
Oh my gosh, it looks like a tiger.
No, it looks like a bear.
Wait, I think I know what it could be. I've heard of an animal that only lives in the forest of Southeast Asia, high in the trees. I think it's a binturong.
A binturong? I've never heard of a binturong before.
Yeah, it's also sometimes called the Asian bearcat, but it's really part of the Viverrida family.
I didn't know that an animal about the size of my dog could be living so high in the trees.
Oh, sure. They feel most comfortable in the trees. Besides, they're the only old world animals to have prehensile tails. Their tails help them grip onto branches and move better through the trees.
So then, why do they smell like buttered popcorn?
I remember reading that when binturong mate, the scent that they excrete can smell very much like popcorn. They also use it to mark their territory.
They sound so interesting. I think I want one as a pet.
Well, that would be a very hard thing to do. There are currently only about 250 binturong in the wild. However, if you want to go talk to a native villager, we could probably do that.
Sounds great.
Hello.
Hello.
What can you tell us about the binturong?
Ah, yes. They are very hard to find in the wild. But men have been known to hunt them in order to get medicine.
Hunt them? Well, what can you use them for?
It is believed by many people in my country that the powder of the penis bone will make a man more sexually stimulated.
I see. That's very interesting. Is it true that many have been taken from a wild and put in captivity?
It is very difficult for binturong to breed in the wild. So many countries have taken them to zoos in order to preserve the species.
Do you think it would be a good idea to have one as a pet?
And make good pets, but only if you have the time and the resources to care for them very closely.
I don't think having a binturong as a pet would be right for me.
Thanks for your time.
Of course. Goodbye.
Well, I learned new information this trip. And saw a new animal that might not be around in 50 years.
As long as its habitat remains intact, the binturong will hopefully be around for many centuries to come.